There's no question SeaTac is a busy airport, but Nick Wong, who lives on Beacon Hill, right under a flight path, worries a plane could actually crash into his house one day.
Sometimes I'm going to sleep and I'm just looking at the planes flying directly over me, and I mean, these things are like tens of thousands of pounds.
So Nick wants to know, why does SeaTac route so many planes right over the city during takeoff and landing? David Hyde with KUOW's Sound Cues team has more.
Here in Seattle, you've already got to worry about earthquakes, forest fires. So, do you now also need to worry about a plane crashing on your house? Probably not. First of all, air traffic controllers don't want it to happen. Last week, when a ground crew worker stole a plane from SeaTac, the air traffic controller gave him options.
Probably the best bet is that runway just ahead and to your left. Again, that's McCord Field. So another option would be over Puget Sound into the water.
Second, pilots always want to land safely.
The goal is never to land on anybody's house.
Jawara J. O'Connor is a commercial pilot based in Renton, and he said pilots never ever want to land on your roof. In an emergency, maybe there's an abandoned airport runway or a logging road, or as a last resort, a water landing.
If I did, I would probably park it in Puget Sound a little closer to the beach, maybe Alki.
That's exactly what happened here back in 2002 when a historic Boeing 307 Stratoliner was forced to make an emergency landing. The plane had just been restored and was headed on its last flight to the Smithsonian. Ted Hutter is with the Museum of Flight.
It was running low on gas. They knew at a certain point, flying into Boeing Field, they would not make the airport. But in that short distance between Boeing Field and Elliott Bay, there's people. There's houses, there's all sorts of others that could be impacted literally by something like that.
The pilot made an emergency landing in the water just off Salty's restaurant in Seattle, and everyone on board survived. Of course, accidents can and do happen. A small plane crashed into a house north of Seattle in Woodinville back in 2013. The pilot was killed and a passenger was injured, and homeowner Rodney Korn was shaken up.
Just knowing my son was so close to the accident, it really came home how, you know, fleeting the life can be.
But nobody on the ground was hurt, and the chance of a plane hitting your house in the first place is incredibly low. There were over 400,000 takeoffs and landings at SeaTac last year, and no accidents there of any kind. But still, KUOW listener Nick Wong wants to know, why do all these planes get routed over his house in the first place?
I wonder why, when they built the SeaTac airport, they built the runways to run north to south, because that puts these planes in a flight path directly over like the most populated parts of the city.
There are currently three runways at SeaTac. They all run roughly north-south, and that orientation helps pilots take advantage of our wind patterns. Nick Bond is the state's meteorologist.
The mountains, and in particular the Cascade Mountains, channel the air, so it mostly flows either from the south or from the north.
O'Connor says pilots want to be facing into the wind because that makes it easier to fly.
You want to take off into the wind because the faster that wind is blowing, the faster these wings create lift, the faster the plane gets off the runway.
Facing into the wind also helps pilots during landings. So even though it may seem dangerous to route flights directly over the city, with our prevailing winds, it makes pilots' jobs a little easier, maybe a little safer, and that's probably also a good thing for people on the ground. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.